Let's talk about why you might want to pay attention to esports in 2016. If esports, which is competitive playing of video games, is a market you've disregarded or shrugged at or laughed at when you've heard of it, you wouldn't be alone. You know, a bunch of kids sitting at their computers while a stadium of fans watch them playing on the Jumbotron seems unlikely, but 2015 and now 2016 have seen such a rapid growth in both interest and financial growth within the esports industry that it can no longer be ignored. Here's another crazy statement. Some people are saying it's more likely than not that within the next decade, more people will watch the competitive finals of a popular video game than will bother tuning in to finals for major sports events, possibly even the Super Bowl. Crazy? Maybe, but a whole lot of opportunities for marketers. ESPN and other networks have started buying rights to broadcast esports events, such as Valve's The International, games like Counter-Strike and League of Legends, which you may or may not have heard of. While some have laughed at their networks for taking on esports as a regular viewing event, they may just have to eat their words in the next couple of years. So here are a couple of indications of the industry movement and why you might want to start thinking about products and partnerships in the market that you can work with. Number one, many highly talented and practiced gamers are now making a full-time living off of competitive gaming. In most cases, a brand or investor will sponsor a player or team, providing them with a house to live in and practice in, and computer gear and everything else that they need. Number two, prizes are now in the tens of millions of dollars for a single tournament. For example, the International Tournament 5 gave away $18.5 million in prizes for its top finishers. Also, more and more stadiums over the past 3 years have been packed out with fans full of signs declaring their team affiliation and all the usual fare for a sporting match. So the hype is real, but what are you going to do about it? One idea is to turn a passion for games, if you have one, into a digital product. This could be something that calculates betting odds for esports, or an app with team information, or a book or a course that details interviews or techniques from top players and different games and genres of games. So the possibilities with digital information is really endless. Another angle is to start working with the players themselves and think about what skills that you might be able to apply to their personal brands. Can you help them grow their social and online influence? Can you act as an agent and broker deals between them and different brands? Can you help sponsor a team, either with money or by providing them with a product or a service in exchange for publicity? It's highly likely that this is a market that's going to take the world by storm over the next few years. And the funny thing is just how many people don't really realize it at all. So this could be an opportunity for you to jump in early and possibly do very, very well in the world of esports and competitive gaming.